So a key principle Logopraxis offers us so far as our relationship to the claims found in the Word is that they are true. And they are true even if we don't yet know how they are true. This is what the Word calls affirmative doubt. And this is set in contrast or as opposed to negative doubt, which is a position of denial until proven otherwise through sensory evidence. To practice the Word is to take what it has to say and to test it in our life. And we do this with a view to gaining insights and illustrations of how the portion of text we are working with is true. In Logopraxis, we hold that the text is divine revelation and that its truth claims stand independent of human reasoning. In other words, if we can't see how something claimed in the Word is true, then our ability to see how it is true says nothing about the truth of the text. What it does say is something about the natural mind's inability to grasp spiritual and celestial realities. So Logopraxis doesn't offer explanations or interpretations of things. It simply asks us to find a way of testing the truth claims of the text in life. And we do that by using a task to provide a focus for spiritual work. So maybe we will see something when we implement that task, or maybe we won't. But whatever our practice provides us with as material for our work, the Word always remains true. To remain affirmative towards the text when engaging with it keeps the doors of our mind open to receiving something for us to work with. That something may be an increased awareness of our resistance to the text's claims, or of the thought processes that tend to dismiss its claims because they don't fit in with how we see things. If we can put this on hold when the text is before us, then something new has the opportunity to present itself. So here we are at the beginning of a new set of cycles in our Logopraxis journey with the text, looking to experience it in a fresh way each time we come to it. If we commit to applying the principles found in the text to our internal life, that is, our mental states, then we will find that our previous ways of understanding it will be altered, or false ways of understanding, or those ways of understanding that can no longer support us, will fall away, allowing for a new understanding to carry us forward in our work to arise. This change in our relationship to the text involves the falling and rising of churches, which internally has to do with the fall and rise of ways of understanding spiritual and celestial realities. In Logopraxis, when we talk about applying the truths of the Word to life, our focus should be on the life and activity of our mind, and not so much on our outer life separate from the internal activity that so often tends to go unnoticed until we bring actual attention to it.